Amen. Great job, fellas. We appreciate that tonight and all the work they put in to get ready for that special. It takes a lot of work. And, well, the young men did a great job, didn't they? Be sure to get by there and let them know how much you appreciate that. And this is our first Cinco Sunday, first time we've had this. And hopefully it'll be an annual thing to where we have a conjoined service with our Spanish ministry. And looking forward to that tonight. Before we get into our introductions, let me remind you of a few important announcements right quick. I remind you this morning about the bulletin. I got a lot of things going on in there with our school and our church right now, and you need to make sure you're a part of all that you can be, particularly Mother's Day next Sunday morning. We're going to have breakfast with moms starting at 9:30, and we're excited about that. And tonight, if you're a man that would like to help serve, our ladies are going to take the morning off, amen? And we're going to help serve them and have a nice time of breakfast with them or for them, and so we need all the help we can get at the end of the dinner tonight in the gym. If you're interested, we'll make an announcement, come over, and we'll get you signed up to help with that. Going to look forward to a great Mother's Day. Be sure you come out for that. Bring your friends, bring your family. Going to have a great time on Sunday morning. Also, I want to remind everyone about the fundraiser we're doing for the Hope Clinic, the baby bottle boomerang, and this is one of the bottles that are there. You'll see them around the building. You grab one, take it home. It looks like a piggy bank there. You're able to put some coins in there. If you have coins, you know, the large gold ones that won't fit in the little slot, just take the lid off and drop it in there. And I promise you, this is going toward a very worthy cause, as Hope Clinic really helps save lives. And Miss Courtney's here tonight. We're glad to have her working up there. And if you have a question about it, ask her. I mean, they are influencing young ladies that sometimes are considering abortions. And that's a real life. That's a living soul. And we want to do our part with that. So take one of these bottles home. I want to encourage you, Mom and Dad, this is something our kids could do over the next few weeks, filling up one with some change, some dollars, and it'll go toward a very worthy cause of those young people. Okay? Looking down our list, I think that's all we'll cover tonight. I got to thinking a few months ago, we were making our schedule out about opportunities for fellowship for our people, and Brother Bo was in my office. He says, well, you know, Cinco de Mayo is coming up. And I says, I don't know, have we ever celebrated that before? And he says, well, you've been talking about wanting to do something to have more fellowship with the different ministries across the board in our church, and thought it was a great opportunity to come together. So Brother Bo said, if tonight comes off as a hit, you can give him the credit. If it falls flat, you can give him the credit too. It's his idea. No, it was a great idea. Brought it up in a meeting one day in my office. And if we're going to accomplish the will of God as a church, one of the most important things a church body has to be is together. We've got to be a family that works together. And oftentimes you don't see Brother Ivan and his family serving next door because of the overlapping schedule of our services. We come into here and they begin services in the fellowship hall, and they'll go on an hour later than we do. And you don't get to see them over there very often. If you ever walk by the hall, you'll hear him preaching. And Buddy, he's preaching over there. Does a great job in the Spanish ministry of our church. And I found it very sad that a lot of people did not know who Brother Ivan was. And their family, they work so hard. Everybody knows little Ivan because it's hard not to know him, right? His personality is so big, and he's over at our school, plays ball for our team, but a lot of folks don't know his family. Miss Nitzia, they work so hard, and they're so faithful serving here in Hattiesburg. And I remember clearly my first meeting, Brother Ivan, I don't know if you remember this, my first meeting with Brother Ivan, I moved here, and I told Brother Brent, I said, would you schedule me a meeting with all of our department heads? I'd like to get to know them. And one of the first meetings was Brother Ivan. And we sat down in Brent's office, and we sat there, and Brother Ivan, you know, the English wasn't as good as my hearing needed to be, and we're working through, and Brother Ivan says he was going to be going to Mexico, and he'd be leaving to go visit this village and preach in this village. And after he left, I looked at Brother Brent, and I said, did he just resign? He said, no, he's going on a missions trip. I said, oh. I said, well, that's an insult. You know, he just comes in and leaves and resigns first day in the office, you know. But ever since then, I don't often give them the credit that they deserve, that they work so hard. And they minister very, very laboriously, reaching folks out, soul winning, and holding revivals. We're so thankful for them. And at the end of the service tonight, after he preaches, we're going to have them come down front. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come by and shake their hand and let them know how much you appreciate what they do for Central Baptist Church and reaching the Spanish community here in Hattiesburg, and all those who support that. We appreciate very much. So, Brother Ivan, you come preach for us tonight. I believe little Ivan's going to help interpret. Amen. And we'll go from there.
Wow. Me siento.
I feel.
Muy agradecido.
Very grateful.
Por servir a mi Dios.
To serve my God.
También estoy agradecido por
I'm also very thankful for
por todos los hermanos, pastores,
all the pastors and all the fellow brothers and sisters
que han orado y
that have prayed
por mí y mi familia,
for me and my family.
Y también quiero agradecer a Dios por esta iglesia.
And I'm also thankful for this church.
Y por la iglesia donde nací espiritualmente.
And the church where I was born spiritually.
Y aunque usted no sepa,
and even if you don't know,
Dios me trajo,
God brought me,
en el 2014,
in 2014,
a este lugar,
to this place.
Y alguien me dijo,
and someone told me,
de la Iglesia Bautista Central o la Central Baptist Church.
Of Central Baptist Church.
Y yo sin conocer esta iglesia.
And I didn't know this church.
Por primera vez.
For the first time.
Cuando me parqué en el parqueadero de la iglesia.
When I parked in the parking lot.
Dios tomó mi corazón.
God got my heart. Took my heart.
Y empecé a orar fervientemente.
And I began to pray fervently.
Después me fui a un lago.
Then I went to a lake.
Que está como a unos 5 minutos de aquí.
Pobby Johnson. He went to Pobby Johnson.
Y Dios me puso a orar por esta iglesia.
And I started praying for this church.
Por Hattiesburg.
For Hattiesburg.
Y alrededor de Hattiesburg.
And around Hattiesburg.
Y desde entonces.
And since then.
Permanecí orando.
I kept on praying.
Hasta el 2016,
until 2016,
Dios me envió,
God sent me
a la iglesia,
to the church, to
Central,
to Central Baptist Church,
a presentar la visión que Dios me había dado,
to present my vision that, to present the vision that God gave me.
Pero como siempre he dejado que Dios obre,
but since I always let God be in charge,
porque es la manera de seguir a Cristo,
because that's the way to follow Christ.
Y por la gracia de Dios,
and for God's grace,
me mantuvo ocupado,
he kept me busy,
ganando almas en las calles,
soul winning in the streets,
tiendas mexicanas,
Mexican stores,
vecindades,
neighborhoods,
y esperando en Dios,
and waiting in God,
que un día,
that one day,
la iglesia hispana,
the Spanish church,
se llene de gente,
would be full with people.
Pero les comparto esto,
but I share this with you
porque quizás usted no sabe, no me conoce mucho,
because maybe you don't know or you don't know him very well.
Pero en mi corazón,
but in my heart,
ustedes están en mis oraciones.
You are in my prayers.
Un día Dios,
one day God
decidió abrirme puerta,
allowed to open a door for me.
Porque cuando llegué por primera vez,
because when I first got here for the first time,
y entré al fellowship room.
I went into the fellowship hall.
Me miré un día predicando ahí.
I saw myself preaching there one day.
El Espíritu Santo de Dios,
the Holy Spirit,
me dio la convicción,
gave me the conviction,
que un día iba a estar predicando ahí en ese cuarto,
that I was going to be preaching there one day.
Y Dios lo hizo.
And God allowed it.
Qué maravilloso es Dios, ¿verdad?
How wonderful is God.
No ha sido fácil.
It hasn't been easy.
Ha habido persecuciones.
There have been persecutions.
Pruebas.
Trials.
Que han atacado mi fe.
That have attacked my faith.
Pero su palabra ha sido suficiente.
But his word has been enough.
Su espíritu ha sido suficiente.
His Holy Spirit has been enough.
Para seguir creyendo en Dios.
To keep on believing in God.
Que Dios siempre cumple sus promesas.
That God always completes his promises.
A veces no es fácil.
Sometimes it's not easy.
Pero no es imposible.
But it's not impossible.
Cuando está en la voluntad de Dios.
When it's in God's will.
Estoy muy agradecido.
I'm very thankful.
Por cada uno de ustedes.
For each one of y'all.
Que de lejos los he visto servir.
That from afar I have seen you serve.
Y los he visto su amor por Dios.
And I have seen your love for God.
Y yo sé que esta iglesia.
And I know this church.
Tiene más de 70 años.
Has more than 70 years.
Y a veces he llorado.
And I have cried sometimes.
A mi Dios.
To my God.
Para que esta iglesia.
For this church.
Siga siendo.
Keeps on to
lo
keep
que Dios quiere que esta iglesia sea.
For this church to keep on doing what God wants.
Ganando almas,
soul winning,
sirviendo a Dios,
serving God,
con un corazón
with a heart
sencillo,
that's simple,
disponible.
Available.
Como he visto muchos de ustedes que
like
lo
I,
hacen.
Like I have seen in a lot of y'all.
Y doy gracias a Dios por eso.
I am thankful God for that.
Gracias a Dios también por el pastor Jeremías.
I'm also thankful for Pastor Jeremiah.
Por su familia.
For his family.
Y yo sé que cuando Dios lo trajo acá.
And I know when God brought him here.
Quizás es parte de mis oraciones.
It was part of my prayers.
A veces Dios no nos da lo que queremos.
Sometimes God doesn't give us what we want.
Sino lo que necesitamos.
He gives us what we need.
Y estoy agradecido porque Dios es bueno. Ama esta iglesia.
And I'm thankful for this church and I love this church.
Les voy a contar un poco porque se me va el tiempo.
I'm going to tell you I'm going to start preaching for the time is going.
Les voy a decir un poco acerca de lo que Dios está haciendo en Laurel, Mississippi.
I'm going to tell you something that's happening in Laurel, Mississippi.
Por la gracia de Dios tenemos una familia de Laurel, Mississippi.
For God's grace, we have a family in Laurel, Mississippi.
Que está viniendo todas las semanas.
It's coming every week to listen to the Word of God.
Ellos manejan como 50 minutos, 45 minutos más o menos.
They drive like 40 to 50 minutes every day to every service.
Porque viven del otro lado de Laurel.
Because they live on the other side of Laurel.
Y por la gracia de Dios.
And for God's grace.
Hemos estado llegando a Laurel, ganar almas.
We have been going to Laurel to soul win.
Y visitar a personas.
And visit people.
En las vecindades.
In the neighborhoods.
Y eso lo empezamos a hacer hace tiempo.
And we have started doing that for some time.
Empezamos en el 2016.
We started in 2016.
A ir a lugares alrededor.
To go in other counties.
Y hemos visto a Dios ahora en este año pasado.
God in this we have seen God provide in this last year.
Que Dios está enviando estas familias de Laurel.
That God is sending these families from Laurel.
De Moselle.
From Moselle.
De Pero.
From Pedal.
Y en lugares así.
And in other counties.
Dios ha sido bueno.
God has been good.
Hemos visto almas salvas.
We have seen souls saved.
Bautismos.
Baptisms.
Lo que sí creo.
What I do believe.
Que el resultado del Señor.
God's result.
El resultado del Señor no es nuestro.
God's result isn't ours.
Necesitamos seguir orando. Que me ayuden a orar.
We need to keep on praying. I need to keep on praying, and if y'all could help me pray.
Eso es lo que les quería contar un poco de lo nuevo que Dios nos ha permitido ver.
That's just a little something that's been happening over the few months.
Pero Dios siempre está haciendo grandes cosas.
But God is always doing great things.
Pero a veces no las alcanzamos a ver.
But sometimes we don't get to see them all.
Porque esperamos ver como cuando se compra una televisión bien grandota.
Because sometimes we expect to see the things happen in like a big TV screen.
Y no todo el tiempo las cosas grandes se miran volubles.
And sometimes not all. ¿Cómo? Repite.
No todo el tiempo las cosas grandes se miran grandes por dimensión.
Sometimes not all big things are visible.
Gracias a Dios por Iván.
I'm thankful.
Es su primera vez traduciendo.
He's thankful for me. It's my first time translating.
Así que.
So.
Si usted se da cuenta, Dios es un Dios que puede obrar.
And as you can see, he's thankful for God since. ¿Cómo?
Cuando le dije Iván, tradúceme.
When he told me to translate.
He said no, no.
I said no, no.
He start like, and I start praying. And after una semana, I'm fine now. Después de una semana,
after 1 week,
le volví a decir.
I asked him again.
He say, él dijo.
And I said.
Seguí orando.
He kept on praying.
Porque alguien me dijo.
Because someone told him.
Ivan no puede.
Ivan can't.
Déjalo tranquilo.
Leave him alone.
Yo dije, Claro que puede en Cristo.
Of course he can in Christ.
Y empecé a orar.
And I kept on praying.
Y después vine.
And then I came.
Le dije al brother Zach.
I told brother Zach.
¿Tú crees que Iván puede traducir?
I asked brother Zach, do you think Ivan can translate?
Y él dijo, sí.
And he said yes.
Le pregunté a brother Robert, ¿tú crees que Ivan puede traducir?
And he asked brother Robert if
y él dijo, sí.
And he said yes.
Y mira dónde estamos.
And look at us now.
Estoy agradecido,
amén. I'm very thankful to God.
Vamos a ir al mensaje porque realmente yo soy de los predicadores que predico a 45 minutos como puedo predicar dos horas.
I think y'all know what that meant. He can preach up to 45 minutes in 2 hours, so let's get this sermon started.
Okay. Dios me dio esa habilidad, ese don.
God gave me that.
A veces predico en las tiendas mexicanas.
Sometimes I preach in the Mexican stores.
Y no paro.
And I don't stop.
A veces estoy escribiendo mensajes unos tras otros.
Sometimes I'm writing these messages, several messages.
Y eso me mantiene saludable.
And that keeps me healthy.
Y doy gracias a Dios por eso.
I'm very thankful to God for that.
Pero vamos a ir a la Biblia.
Let's go to the Word.
A Lucas 22.
Luke 22.
Versículo 39.
Verse 39. Pages.
Es mi primera vez.
It's my first time.
De predicar en la iglesia.
To preach in this church.
Y doy gracias a Dios por eso.
And I'm very thankful to God for that.
Y espero que no sea la última.
And I hope it's not the last one.
Pero mi deseo,
but my wish
y mi oración,
and my prayers
es que todos juntos,
is that all together
seamos bendecidos por Dios,
that all together we are blessed by God
para bendecir a otros.
To bless others.
Lucas 22,
Luke 22
verso 39.
Verse 39.
Y saliendo se fue como solía al monte de los olivos, y sus discípulos también le siguieron.
And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him.
Cuando llegó a aquel lugar les dijo, orad que no entréis en tentación.
And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Y él se apartó de ellos a distancia como de un tiro de piedra, y puesto de rodillas oró.
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. Más. Okay. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed.
Amen. Diciendo, Padre,
saying, Father,
si quieres,
if thou be willing,
pasa de mí esta copa,
remove this cup from me,
pero no se haga mi voluntad,
nevertheless not my will,
sino la tuya.
But thine be done.
Y se le apareció un ángel del cielo para fortalecerle.
And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him.
Y estando en agonía, oraba más intensamente, y era su sudor como grandes gotas de sangre que caían hasta la tierra.
And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Cuando se levantó de la oración y vino a sus discípulos, los halló durmiendo a causa de la tristeza.
And when he arose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow.
Y les dijo, ¿por qué dormís? Levantaos y orad para que no entréis en tentación.
And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
En el versículo 41,
in verse 41,
dice la palabra de Dios,
the Bible says,
y él se apartó de ellos,
and he was withdrawn from them,
a distancia,
about,
como de un tiro de piedra,
a stone's cast,
y puesto de rodillas,
and kneeled down,
oró,
and prayed,
diciendo,
saying,
Padre,
Father,
si quieres,
if thou be willing,
pasa de mí,
remove this cup,
esta from copa,
me, this cup for me.
Pero no se haga mi voluntad, sino la tuya.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
En este versículo,
in this verse,
tenemos un acontecimiento.
We have otra palabra.
Tenemos una parte de la vida de Cristo.
We have a part of Jesus' life
que podemos mirar,
that we can see
lo que él estaba pasando,
what he was going through.
Él sabía,
he knew
lo que había vivido,
what he had lived,
lo que había pasado,
what had happened.
Cuando él predicaba,
when he preached,
mucha gente creyó,
a lot of people believed,
pero mucha gente no le había creído,
but a lot of people did not believe.
Pero también sabía,
but he also knew
lo que le esperaba adelante,
what was going to happen to him.
Él sabía que iba a ser crucificado.
He knew he was going to be crucified.
Él sabía que tenía que ser abofeteado, maltratado, y algo que usted ya sabe que la Biblia describe la vida de Cristo.
He knew he was going to be beat, mistreated, and the things that were going to happen to him.
En este tiempo él estaba orando.
In this time he was praying.
Pero él sabía su misión.
But he knew his mission.
Y lo que vamos a mirar en el mensaje,
what we're going to see in this message,
el título que tenemos,
the title that we have
mensaje,
in the message,
se llama Cristo es nuestra fe.
It's called Jesus is our faith.
Cristo es nuestro ejemplo.
And our example.
Cuando leí este pasaje,
when I read this message,
el Señor me llevó,
the Lord led me.
Como él en ese momento,
how he was in the
buscando al Padre,
looking for God.
Y le dijo, Padre,
and he said, Father,
no se haga lo que yo quiero, sino tu voluntad.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
He said, I don't want to do my will. I want to do your will. Amen. Y eso tocó mi corazón,
and that touched
profundamente.
My heart, profoundly.
Y ahí podemos mirar,
and there we can see
la misión de Cristo.
Jesus' mission.
A punto de cumplirse.
About to be completed.
Cómo él nos muestra,
how he shows us,
que nuestra fe,
that our faith,
debe estar en Dios,
should be in God.
Usted sabe,
y'all know,
que como cristianos,
that as Christians,
nuestra fe está en Cristo.
Our faith is in Jesus Christ.
Ahí ha empezado nuestra fe.
That's where our faith started.
Cuando aceptamos a Cristo.
When we accept Jesus Christ.
Y es por eso que decimos Cristo es nuestra fe.
And that is why we say Jesus is our faith.
Pero también es nuestro ejemplo.
But he is also, also our example.
A seguir.
To follow.
No se trata de mi ejemplo.
It's not about my example.
O tu ejemplo.
Or your example.
Se trata de estar enfocado.
It's about being focused.
En Cristo.
In Jesus.
Tú y yo podemos fallar.
You and I may fail.
Pero él no nos falla.
But he will never fail us.
Yo creo que el diablo,
I think the devil,
muchas veces,
many times,
ataca nuestra fe.
Attacks our faith.
Haciéndonos pensar.
Making us think.
Mira cómo él es.
Look what he does.
Mira cómo él habla.
Look how he talks.
Mira, no hace nada.
Look at him, he doesn't do anything.
Nosotros sí hacemos.
Sometimes we do that.
Y estamos haciendo mal.
And we're doing wrong.
Porque nuestro enfoque es seguir a Cristo.
Because our focus should be to follow Christ.
Y servirle a él.
And to serve him.
Amen. Y si los otros no hacen,
and if the others don't do anything,
ore.
Pray.
Para que se cumpla la voluntad de Dios en ellos.
So that God's will can be complete for them.
La fe de Cristo,
Jesus' faith,
y el ejemplo de Cristo,
and his example,
es lo que debemos seguir y imitar,
is what we should try to follow and imitate.
Cristo tuvo la disposición,
Jesus had the disposition, the willingness,
Cristo tuvo la disposición.
Jesus had the willingness
de orar,
to pray,
de platicar con Dios,
to talk to God,
el Padre,
the Father,
para buscar,
to look,
fortalecerse,
to look for strength,
para hacer la voluntad,
to do God's will.
La disposición de querer hacer la voluntad de Dios.
The willingness to do God's will.
La disposición de cumplir con su misión.
The willingness to complete his mission.
Es por eso.
That is why.
Que si nuestra fe está en Cristo.
That if our faith is in Christ.
Vamos a hacer lo que Cristo dice.
We're going to do what he commands.
Y lo que Cristo piensa.
And what he thinks.
En otras palabras.
In other words.
Vamos a hacer la voluntad de Dios.
Let's do God's will.
Nuestra fe no debe estar fundada.
Our faith should not be founded.
En lo que la gente dice.
In what people think.
O en lo que la gente piensa.
Or what they do.
Ni en lo que la gente opina.
Or what they opinion, or their opinions.
Sino en la palabra de Dios.
It should be in God's word.
Y en la voluntad de nuestro Dios.
And God's will.
Cristo permaneció firme.
Christ stayed firm.
En querer hacer la voluntad de Dios Padre.
In wanting to do God's will.
Sadra, Mesach y Obednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Permanecieron firmes.
Stayed firm.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
A ellos le advirtieron.
They warned them.
Le dijeron.
They told them.
Que si no se arrodillaban.
That if they didn't bow down.
Lo iban a aventar a un horno ardiente.
They were going into the furnace.
Y ellos sabiendo eso.
And they knowing that.
Y ellos sabiendo eso.
And knowing that.
Decidieron.
They decided.
Permanecer firme.
To stay firm.
Por amor.
For love.
De hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
Nos muestra.
He shows us
ese ejemplo,
that example
que él trabajó,
that he worked
en Sadra y Mesa y Obenego,
in Shadrach, Meshach, and Obenego.
Es hermoso.
It's beautiful.
Cuando queremos hacer la voluntad de Dios y no la nuestra.
When we want to do God's will and not our own.
Debemos tener cuidado.
We should be careful.
Cuando alguien dice,
when someone says,
yo pienso que el pastor.
I think the pastor
debería hacer mejor estas cosas así.
Is a preacher, should do these things or these things better.
Yo pienso que
I think
el maestro de escuela dominical,
the Sunday school teacher
debería hacer estas cosas más mejor para que salgan más mejor.
Isn't doing the right thing or he needs to do this way better.
Tengamos cuidado.
Let's be careful.
Cuando decimos esas cosas.
When we say those things.
Alrededor de otras personas.
Around other people.
Que son bebés espirituales.
That are baby spiritual infants.
Es mejor ser prudentes.
It's better to be prudent.
Y orar.
And pray.
Y buscar la voluntad de Dios.
And look for God's will.
Y cuando tengas algo que viene de Dios.
And when you have something that comes from God.
Entonces.
Then.
Llamar a la persona.
Call the person.
Y decirle.
And tell them.
Oye, ¿qué te parece?
Face to face.
Si oramos por esto.
If we pray for this.
Yo creo que Dios ha hablado a mi corazón.
I think God has touched me.
Y podría usar esto.
And could use this.
Y ayudaríamos más.
And we could help more.
¿Por qué estaré diciendo esto?
Why am I saying this? Only God knows.
Amén. Él nos conoce.
He knows us.
Amen.
Amen.
Porque a veces ponemos una cara.
Because sometimes we put a face.
I don't know. Amen. Pero Dios sabe.
But God knows.
Lo que pensamos.
What we think.
Lo que decimos.
What we say.
Somos una iglesia.
We are one church.
Si somos una iglesia, no podemos.
If we are one church, we can't.
Si usted se golpea su cuerpo, oh no.
If you hit yourself. Your own body. It's not right.
Pero qué tal si le ayuda correctamente?
But what if you treat your body correctly?
Cristo,
Christ,
él vivió,
he lived
muchas cosas.
Jesus Christ went through a lot of things.
Injusticias,
injustice,
maltratos,
mistreatment.
Y usted sabe la historia de Jesús.
And y'all know Jesus' life.
¿Y sabe lo que me gusta de Cristo?
And you know what I like about Jesus?
Que él siempre
is that he always
sabía
knew
cómo responder
how to respond
a cada situación.
And he knew how to respond in every situation.
Y nunca puso atención
and he never put attention
a lo que la gente dice
to what other people said.
Sino él hacía lo que el Padre dice.
He did God's will.
Y es por eso
that is why
que nosotros
that we should
debemos estar enfocado
that we should be more focused
en Cristo.
In Christ.
Cristo permaneció firme en querer hacer la voluntad de Dios hasta la muerte de cruz.
Christ did God's will until he was crucified.
Porque siempre estuvo disponible
because he was always willing
de querer hacer la voluntad del Dios Padre.
To do God's will.
El querer hacer la voluntad de Dios nos va a ayudar a no tropezar.
Wanting to do God's will help us not trip or fall in the faith.
Solamente debemos estar disponibles.
We should want to be willing
de buscarlo.
To look for him.
A solas.
To look for him alone.
Para hablar con él.
To talk to him.
Y fortalecernos en él.
And strengthen ourselves through him.
Para hacer su voluntad.
To do his will.
Para poder realizar la misión que nuestro Dios tiene para cada uno de nosotros.
To find God's mission that he has for each one of us.
Va a tomar que tengamos disposición.
It's going to take for us to be willing.
De hacer la voluntad de Dios y no la nuestra.
To do God's will and not our own.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
en su misión de salvar al mundo,
in his mission to save the world,
y de transformar al mundo,
and transform the world,
que creyera en él,
to believe in him,
tuvo la disposición,
he was willing,
de orar en todo tiempo,
to pray every time, at every time,
buscando al Dios Padre para hacer su voluntad,
looking for God the Father to do God the Father's will.
Cristo oraba de mañana,
Jesus prayed in the morning,
muy de mañana,
early in the morning.
Siempre buscaba comunión con el Padre.
He always looked for God. He always looked for God.
Cuando él llamó a los 12 apóstoles,
when he called the 12 disciples,
él sabía,
he knew
quién era,
who they were.
Él era Dios mismo.
He was God himself. Jesus was God himself.
100%.
100%.
En 100% humano.
And 100% human.
Pero aún así,
But still,
él nos dejó el ejemplo.
But still, he gave us an example
de cómo buscar a Dios Padre.
On how to look for God the Father.
Para tomar decisiones con Dios.
To make decisions with God.
Con Dios.
To make decisions with God.
Y eso es lo más hermoso en la vida cristiana.
And that is the most beautiful thing in the Christian life.
Gracias a Dios por la intelectualidad.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for the
intelligence.
For the intelligence. For intelligence.
Pero la obra de Dios,
but God's will
tiene que venir de Dios.
Has to come from God.
Estamos en los tiempos,
we are in times
que muchos creen,
that many believe,
no ocupo a Dios.
I don't need God.
Soy inteligente.
I'm intelligent.
Puedo realizar eso.
I can organize that.
Oh, lo puedo hacer.
I can do it.
Es bien fácil.
It's super easy.
Me busco cuatro personas.
I just need four people.
Hago rápido un coro.
I'll make a choir really fast.
Hago una rondalla rápido.
I'll make a quartet really fast.
Cualquiera puede hacer eso inteligentemente.
Anyone can do that intelligently.
Hoy en día,
nowadays,
hay iglesias.
There are churches.
Donde están haciendo cultos para Dios.
that are doing church services for God,
pero sin Dios.
But without God.
Y lo más hermoso,
and the most beautiful thing,
que en un culto,
that in a service,
Dios está en medio.
That God is in the middle,
haciendo su trabajo,
doing his job,
y nosotros el nuestro,
and us doing ours,
de seguir a Cristo,
to follow Christ.
Y a veces,
and sometimes,
podemos cometer,
we can commit
el error,
the error,
de tomar la delantera,
to take the leadership,
y queremos,
and we want to.
Que Cristo nos siga.
And we want Jesus to follow us.
Y eso no trabaja así.
And that's not how that works.
Todos,
all of us,
podemos hacer algo para Dios,
can do something for God.
Pero lo bonito es,
but the beautiful thing is,
que sea con Dios.
That it be with God.
Orar a Dios.
Mande.
Pedirle a Dios.
Ask God.
Que se haga la voluntad de él.
To do God's will.
Y no la nuestra.
And not ours.
En todo.
In everything.
Su palabra dice,
his word says,
que Dios,
that God,
envió a su hijo,
sent his only son,
para salvar al mundo,
to save the world.
¿Cuántos ya saben eso?
How many of y'all know that?
¿Qué estamos haciendo nosotros todos los días?
What are we doing every day?
¿Estamos buscando a Dios?
Are we looking for God?
¿Orando?
Praying.
¿Para que Dios nos use?
For God to use us.
¿Para que se cumpla su voluntad?
To complete his will.
¿En ese día que Dios nos da?
In that day that Jesus gives us, that God gives us.
Lunes.
Monday,
martes,
Tuesday,
miércoles,
Wednesday,
jueves,
Thursday,
viernes,
Friday,
sábado,
Saturday,
domingo,
Sunday.
Oramos a Dios.
Do we pray to God?
A solas con él.
Alone with him.
Platicamos con él.
Do we talk to him?
Para preguntarle a él.
To ask him.
Señor.
Lord.
Quiero hacer tu voluntad.
I want to do your will.
No la mía.
Not mine.
Gracias por este lunes.
Thank you for this Monday.
¿Qué quieres que haga?
What do you want me to do?
¿A quién tengo que ayudar?
Who do I have to help?
¿Hay alguna alma cerca de mi casa?
Is
¿hay una alma cerca de la iglesia? ¿Hay alguien a quien le pueda yo hablar?
Is there someone I need to talk to?
Se nos va el tiempo.
Our time is wasted.
Crecemos.
We grow.
Pasan los años.
The years pass.
Y nunca aprendemos.
We never learn.
Hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
Porque estamos ocupados.
Because we are busy.
Con nuestro intelecto.
With our intelligence.
¿Qué puedo resolver hoy?
What can I resolve today?
Y nunca.
We never.
Queremos.
We never want.
Depender de Dios.
To depend on God.
Para hacer para Dios.
To do for God.
Quizás usted lo hace.
Maybe you do.
Pero quizás lo deja de hacer.
But maybe you stop sometimes.
Cuando vienen los tiempos malos.
When the hard times come.
Pero Cristo nos mostró,
but Christ showed us
su ejemplo,
his example,
de cómo fortalecerse en Dios Padre,
and how to, Christ showed us how to find strength in God all the time.
Y nos mostró su ejemplo,
and he showed us his example,
de cumplir su misión hasta el final,
to complete his mission to the end.
No fue fácil para él.
It wasn't easy for him.
Porque era 100% humano.
Because he was 100% human.
Fue humillado como humano.
He was humiliated as a human.
Siendo Dios.
Being God.
Todo por amor por ti, por mí.
¿Lo repites?
Todo por amor por Dios, por nosotros.
All for love towards God, for us, and for us.
También miramos que la misión de Cristo fue traer su palabra.
We also see God's mission was for him to bring his word and his example.
Su palabra nos dice,
his word tells us,
que debemos amarnos unos a otros,
that we should love each one another. And his life showed us how to love others.
No tan solamente él nos enseña o nos enseñó.
He doesn't only tell us or show us his word,
sino también nos enseñó con su vida.
He also showed us with his life.
Eso es lo maravilloso.
That's the wonderful.
Especialmente,
especially
los que predicamos la palabra de Dios.
Us that preach the word.
Amen. Si vamos a predicar la palabra de Dios,
if we're going to preach the word,
también vamos a practicar la palabra de Dios.
We should also practice the word of God.
Ese es el ejemplo que Cristo nos da en su palabra.
That is the example God gives us in his word.
Así es como podemos impactar al mundo.
That is how we can impact the world.
No podemos predicar,
we can't preach,
y demostrar lo contrario de lo que predicamos,
and doing the opposite of what we preached.
Cristo,
Christ,
también tuvo la misión,
also had the mission,
de traer su palabra,
to bring his word,
pero también su ejemplo con su vida,
but also his example with his example through his life.
Y él quiere,
and he wants,
que se repita eso en nosotros.
And he wants us to repeat that.
Es por eso que nos dio su Espíritu Santo.
That is why he gave us the Holy Spirit.
Su palabra, la his, palabra de Dios.
The Bible.
Los recursos.
The resources.
Para poder.
To be able to.
Imitar su vida.
Imitate his life.
También.
Also.
Nos dejó la iglesia.
He gave us the church.
Donde podemos.
Where we can.
Ser entrenados.
Be trained.
Ayudados.
Helped.
Con la predicación de la palabra de Dios.
With the preaching of the God, of the Bible.
Porque él está en medio.
Because he is in the middle.
Su palabra está en medio.
His word is in the middle.
Su espíritu está en medio.
His spirit is in the middle.
Amen. Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Es bueno ver la mano de Dios obrar.
No te escuché.
Es bueno la mano de Dios obrar.
It's nice to see God's hand working.
Cuando veas eso,
when you see that,
te vas a enamorar de Dios.
You will fall in love with God.
Eso es lo que me pasó a mí.
That's what happened to me.
Es la fe que Dios me dio.
That's the faith that God gave me.
Cuando me llenó de su amor, de su fortaleza.
When he filled me with his love and his strength.
Me enamoré de Cristo.
I fell in love with Christ.
Si alguien me dice, ay, tú no me gustas.
If someone tells me, I don't like you. God does.
Dios y yo.
God followed. Mande.
Dios y yo.
God followed.
Somos la mayoría. Dios y yo somos la mayoría.
God followed, we are the majority.
Y eso es lo que cada uno debería pensar.
And that's what all of us should think.
Cuando alguien habla mal de ti.
When someone talks bad about you.
Si estás agradando a Dios con tu vida.
If you are pleasing God with your life.
Si caminas con Dios.
If you walk with God.
Que cuando caminas.
That when you walk.
Lo puedes palpar.
You can feel him.
Los frutos del Espíritu Santo.
You can feel the fruits of the Spirit.
Y hay un regocijo.
And there is joy.
Que es suficiente.
That is sufficient.
Para vivir una vida.
To live a life.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
Y es ahí.
And that is where.
Donde debemos.
That is where we should.
La bendición. Del impacto de la cruz de Cristo.
And that is where we see the impact of
el impacto,
the impact
de la cruz de Cristo,
of Jesus' cross.
Y es por eso,
and that is why,
que los cristianos antiguos,
that the old Christians,
o los primitivos,
or the primitives,
se les llamaba,
they were called
pequeños Cristos,
little Christs.
¿Cuántos de ustedes saben de lo que estoy hablando?
How many of y'all know what I'm talking about?
A veces.
Sometimes.
Algunos.
Some of us.
se pone como los pavos real. Pavo real.
Or like
los turkey guajolote, no sé. Aquellos que se ponen con sus
peacocks. Sometimes are prideful like peacocks.
Un carácter.
A character.
Equivocado.
Incorrect. Incorrect character.
Se creen superiores.
They feel superior.
Y eso está mal.
And that is wrong.
Cristo.
Christ.
Siendo.
Being.
Dios.
God.
Se humilló.
Humbled himself.
A sí mismo.
To himself.
Y él no se ponía así.
And he didn't become proud.
Él era humilde.
He was humble.
Humilde.
Humble.
Él es dueño de todo.
He is owner of everything.
Y él es humilde.
And he is humble.
Es por eso que necesitamos el ejemplo de Cristo.
That is why we need Jesus' example.
Nosotros.
Ourselves.
Como seres humanos.
Us as humans.
Somos orgullosos.
Are prideful.
Por naturaleza.
It's just nature.
Estamos haciendo mal.
We're doing wrong if we're prideful.
Cristo es diferente.
Christ is different.
Puedes tener mucho dinero.
You can have a lot of money.
Poder humano.
Human power.
Pero también puedes ser humilde como Cristo.
But you can also be humble like Christ.
Puedes tener mucha inteligencia.
You can have a lot of intelligence.
Puedes ser muy capaz.
You can be very capable. You can be very talented.
Pero puedes ser humilde como Cristo.
But you can be humble like Christ.
Nos falta mucho.
Sigue.
Nos falta mucho.
Nos falta mucho.
Le dije que era la primera vez.
I told you it was his first time. ¿Puedes decir todo completo? Nos toma mucho.
Necesitamos mucho.
We need a lot.
De Cristo.
Of Christ.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Porque naturalmente.
Because naturally.
Así somos.
That's how we are.
Orgullosos.
Prideful.
Yo tengo la razón.
I have the reason.
Yo sé más que tú.
I know more than you.
Cuando tú quieres venir.
When you want to come.
Yo ya fui.
I already went.
Y ya regresé.
And I came back.
Así pensamos.
That's how we think.
¿Qué me va a poder enseñar ese?
What's he going to be able to teach me?
Así somos.
That's how we are.
¿Y sabías?
And did you know?
Que cuando Dios nos humilla,
that when God humbles us,
puede usar hasta un niño,
he can even use a kid
para enseñarte.
To show you.
Pensamos.
We think.
Eres un niño.
Oh, he's just a kid.
Tú no sabes.
You don't know.
Solamente Dios conoce el corazón.
Only God knows the heart.
Quizás es más maduro, más fuerte en Cristo que tú.
The kid could be stronger in Christ than you.
¿Tú te crees un gran cristiano?
If you think you believe you are a good Christian, a great Christian.
Porque haces cosas.
Because you do things.
Para Dios.
For God.
Como un trabajo.
Like a job.
Pero nunca has vivido.
But you have never, but maybe some of y'all haven't lived.
Persecución.
Persecution.
Ataques del diablo.
Attacks from the devil.
Y muchas cosas.
And a lot of things.
Que el diablo hace.
That the devil does.
Para confundir,
to confuse,
para destruir,
to destroy.
Pero tú crees,
but you believe,
que tú eres un gran cristiano,
that you are a great Christian,
porque no tienes persecuciones,
because you don't have persecutions,
porque el diablo no te ataca a ti,
because the devil doesn't attack you,
porque tú quizás,
because you maybe,
estás haciendo,
are doing,
las cosas,
the things
intelectualmente.
Intelligently.
Y el diablo lo sabe.
And the devil knows.
Cuando te puede usar.
When he can use you.
Pero donde el diablo sabe,
but what the devil knows,
que Cristo está trabajando,
but when the devil knows that Jesus is working,
y el poder de Dios está ahí,
and that God's power is there,
él empieza,
he will start
a perseguir,
to persecute,
atacar,
to follow, to attack,
obstaculizar,
to create obstacles.
Es por eso que yo a veces mejor me río.
That's why sometimes I just laugh.
Una gran verdad, hermano. No todos van a conocer a Cristo cercanamente.
One truth is that not everyone is going to be with Christ, be with God closely.
Y no es porque él no quiera.
And it's not because he doesn't want that to happen.
Sino porque no queremos.
It's because we don't want to be close to God.
El ejemplo que él nos dio en su palabra.
The example that he gives us in his word.
Dice su palabra.
His word says.
Y que prediquemos por todo el mundo. A toda criatura. Nomás repítelo.
His word says to go into the go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Es lo que la palabra dice.
That's what the word says.
Pero también él nos enseñó con su vida.
But he also showed us through his life.
Cómo predicar.
How to preach.
En todo tipo de circunstancias.
In all types of situations.
Cuando la persecución viene a la iglesia,
when the persecution comes towards the church,
debemos estar enfocado en Cristo.
We should be focused in Christ.
Algunos no lo hacen.
Some of us don't.
Y es por eso que no están aquí hoy en día.
And that's why they're not here hearing it. That's why they're not here today, maybe.
Empiezan a escuchar.
They start listening.
Las opiniones.
To the opinions.
De otros.
Of others.
Lo que otros piensan.
What others think.
Pero no.
But they don't.
Buscan.
Look.
Lo que Cristo piensa.
What Jesus thinks.
Tengamos cuidado.
Let's be careful.
Cuando alguien se acerca.
When someone gets close.
A querer hablar de Cristo.
And tries to talk about Christ.
Echando tierra a alguien.
Well,
hablando mal de alguien.
While talking bad about someone or throwing dirt.
Pero ellos dicen, soy cristiano.
But they say, I'm a Christian.
Pero mira, este
but look,
pastor,
this pastor,
o este hermano,
this brother,
no andan bien.
They aren't doing good.
No andan bien.
They're not good.
Hay que hacer algo.
We've got to do something.
No escuches esas voces.
Don't listen to them.
No lo hagas. No lo hagas.
Don't
porque
do
la palabra de Dios,
because the word of God
dice obedecer a vuestros pastores,
says listen to your pastors.
Imitar la fe de ellos.
Imitate their faith.
Considerar la conducta de ellos.
Consider their conduct.
Pero te dice la palabra de Dios,
that's what the Bible says.
Obedece a tus pastores.
Obey your pastor.
Cuando yo he tenido hermanos,
when I finish,
que se quieren quejar,
¿lo puedes repetir?
Complaints.
When there are complaints,
yo lo que les digo,
what I say,
perdónalo,
forgive them,
así como Cristo te perdonó a ti,
just how Christ forgave you.
Pero es que no me gustó.
I just didn't like him.
¿Cómo me trató?
How he treated me.
Y eso no está bien.
And that is not okay.
Porque la palabra de Dios,
because the word of God,
dice,
says,
que nos debemos amar unos a otros,
that we should love one another.
Y yo no miro,
and I don't see,
el amor de Cristo en él,
Christ's love in him.
Pero es tu pastor.
But he's your pastor.
¿Que no es mejor orar?
Isn't it better to pray?
¿Y que Dios obre en tu corazón?
And for God to work through your heart, in your heart.
Y cuando Dios obra,
and when God works,
y pases tiempo con Dios,
and you spend time with God,
vas a mirar la situación diferente.
You will see the situation differently.
Me. Muchas veces.
Sometimes.
Somos humanos.
We are humans.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Pero muchas veces.
But a lot of times.
Estamos más llenos de nosotros mismos.
We are more full of ourselves.
Y necesitamos estar llenos más de él.
And we need to be more full of God.
Es la única.
That's the only
manera.
Way.
De imitar a Cristo.
To imitate Christ.
La palabra de Dios.
The
nos
Bible
dice
tells us
que Dios Padre envió a su hijo al mundo para salvar al mundo y no condenar al mundo.
That God Father sent the Son to the world not to condemn the world but to.
Y de modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es.
¿Lo repites?
Y de modo que si alguno está en Cristo,
and by way if someone is in Christ,
nueva criatura es.
A new creature, he is a new creature.
Y su ejemplo,
and his example,
de cómo ofreció,
of how he offered
la salvación,
salvation,
y transformación,
and transformation,
al mundo,
to the world,
dando su vida,
giving his life,
por otros,
for others.
Su palabra dice,
his word says,
que el ladrón,
that the
ladrón,
that
diablo,
the thief, ¿qué versículo es?
No, dile que el diablo,
that the devil,
vino,
came
to steal, matar,
to kill,
y destruir,
and to destroy.
Y él dijo,
and he said,
yo he venido,
I have come,
para que tengan vida,
so that you
en
can
abundancia,
have life in abundance.
Su ejemplo es una vida abundante en Dios.
His example is to have an abundant life in God.
Es por eso que él.
That is why.
Dejó estos pasajes en la palabra de Dios.
These passages in the Bible.
Donde él se acercaba.
Where he got closer.
Buscando a Dios Padre.
Looking for the God of the Father.
Él era Dios.
He was God.
Pero quería enseñarnos.
But he wanted to show us.
¿Cómo podemos hacerle?
How we could do it.
Para encontrar esa vida abundante en Dios.
To look for that life that is abundant in God.
Y así hacer la voluntad de Dios.
And therefore doing God's will.
Ahora nuestra misión que cada uno tiene para con Dios.
Now our mission that each of us individually, that each of us have with for God.
Es que sigamos sus pisadas.
Is that we follow his steps.
Las pisadas de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Jesus' steps.
Son su ejemplo de entrega.
Are his example of being willing.
A la voluntad de Dios.
Of being willing to God's will.
De ser lleno.
To be full.
De amor y de verdad.
Of love and truth.
Otro ejemplo.
Another
de
example
Jesús.
Of Jesus.
Es su disposición.
Is his willingness.
De dejar su gloria.
To leave his glory.
El cielo.
Heaven.
Para humillarse.
To humble himself.
A sí mismo. Tomando forma de siervo,
taking form of a servant.
La disposición para ser aborrecido,
the willingness to be hated,
por los hombres pecadores,
for the willingness to be hated by man.
La disposición,
the willingness
de ser menospreciado,
of being misappreciated.
La disposición,
the willingness
de ser crucificado
to
en
be
una cruz,
crucified on a cross.
La disposición,
the willingness
de padecer sufrimiento,
to go through pain and suffrage.
La disposición,
the willingness
de padecer persecución,
to go through persecution.
Hasta la muerte de cruz,
to the persecution of death on the cross.
Todo,
all for
Por ti, por mí.
For you and for me.
Y todo el mundo.
And all the world.
La pregunta es,
the question is,
¿estás dispuesto?
Are you willing?
Para entregarte completamente.
To surrender yourself completely.
Para seguir sus pisadas.
To follow his steps.
Para seguir su ejemplo.
To follow his example.
Nosotros.
Us.
Te podemos fallar.
We might fail you.
Porque somos.
Because we are.
Aprendices de Cristo.
God's apprentices.
Pero él.
But he.
No te puede fallar.
He can't fail you.
Porque él es perfecto.
Because he is perfect.
Amén. Así que dejemos ya el pensamiento de que yo pienso.
So let's leave the I think.
Y agarremos.
And let's grab.
Vamos a hacer lo que él piensa.
Let's do what God thinks.
Y decir.
And let's say.
Estoy dispuesto.
I am willing.
A entregarme.
To surrender myself.
Completamente.
Completely.
A seguir las pisadas de él.
To follow his steps.
El ejemplo.
The example.
De predicar el evangelio.
Of preaching the word.
Cada vez que Dios.
Every time that God.
Te dé una oportunidad.
Allows you to.
Y yo creo.
And I think.
Que Dios.
That God.
A todos. Nos ha dado una oportunidad.
Has given us all an opportunity to spread the gospel.
Para predicar.
To spread the gospel. To preach the gospel.
En nuestras casas.
In our homes.
Con nuestros vecinos.
With our neighbors.
Donde trabajamos.
Where you work.
En la iglesia.
At church.
O donde viajamos a veces.
Or where you go to vacation sometimes.
Pero muchas veces pensamos.
But sometimes we think.
Yo no soy predicador.
I'm not a preacher.
No tengo que predicar la palabra.
I don't have to preach or spread the gospel.
Pero tienes al Espíritu Santo morando en ti.
But do you have the Holy Spirit in you?
Y tienes su palabra en tus manos.
Do you have the Bible in your hands?
Y la cargas en el teléfono.
Do you have the battery on your phone?
Y hay en veces.
And there are sometimes.
Que alguien te ha preguntado.
That someone has asked you.
¿Eh, oyes?
Hey.
¿Qué quiere decir la Biblia sobre esto?
What does the Bible have to say about this?
Y muchas veces.
And sometimes.
Has actuado.
You have acted.
Como que no sabes.
That you don't know.
Cuando Dios sabe que sí sabes.
When God knows that you do know.
Y es por eso que Pablo.
That is why Paul.
Dijo.
Said.
Porque yo no me avergüenzo del evangelio.
I'm not ashamed of the Bible, of the Bible.
Porque es poder de Dios.
Because it is power of God.
No debemos avergonzarnos.
We should not be embarrassed.
De él.
Of him.
De predicar su palabra.
To spread his word.
Debemos entregarnos.
And we should surrender ourselves.
Para imitarlo a él.
To imitate him.
Como él predicaba.
Like he preached.
Como él vivía.
Like he lived.
Seguir su ejemplo de entregarse completamente para cumplir la misión de tu vida.
Following his example of him surrendering his life to do his mission to spread the word.
Seguir su ejemplo de entregarse completamente para cumplir la misión de tu vida para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
Following the way he
wants you. All of us.
He wants all of
us
to follow him.
To complete his purpose.
To complete his purpose.
No in our hands. In his hands.
Not in our hands, but in his hands.
Y él nos dio.
And he gave us.
Los recursos.
The resources.
Para hacerlo.
To do it.
La pregunta es.
The question is.
¿Estás dispuesto?
Are you willing?
Para estar sumiso.
To be submissive.
Hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
Y no la tuya.
And not your own.
Aunque tengas que pagar.
Even if you have to pay the price.
Un precio. Como Cristo lo hizo por ti.
like Christ did for you
y por mí.
And for me.
¿Estás dispuesto a vivir por él?
Are you willing to live for him?
En sumisión.
In submission.
Y sujeción.
And submission.
A la palabra de Dios.
Of the word of God.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
Muchas veces.
Many times.
He tenido.
I have to.
Esperar.
I have to wait. To be patient.
Esperar.
Wait.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
Yo soy.
I am.
De aquellas personas.
The type of person.
Que me gusta.
That likes.
Que Dios me lleve.
That likes for God to take me. To work for me.
No me gusta.
I don't like. To go ahead of him.
Y que Cristo se quede atrás de mí.
I don't like to go forward and leave Jesus behind.
Así aprendí.
That's how I learned.
Dios me habla.
God speaks to me.
Oro.
I pray.
Observo.
I observe.
Lo vivo.
I live it.
Y empiezo.
And then I walk. And then I start.
Aunque me diga.
Even if they tell me, or some think,
que soy lento, como la tortuga.
That I am slow as a turtle. Like a turtle. In the book.
No te desesperes.
Don't be impatient.
Busca a Dios.
Look for God.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
To do God's will.
Hay en veces.
There are times.
Que he llegado a la iglesia.
That I have arrived at church or come to church.
Y me gusta estar en la iglesia.
And I like being at church.
Y abro mi Biblia.
And I open my Bible.
Y Dios empieza a hablarme.
And God starts to talk to me.
Y tomo su palabra.
And I looked in his word.
Y la implanto en mi corazón.
And I plant it in my heart.
Y empiezo a obedecerla.
And I start listening to it,
y
obeying
si Dios me
to
habla,
it.
Que nos amemos.
And if God talks to me.
Y si Dios me habla que nos amemos,
and if God tells me, and if God shows me to love everyone,
que nos amemos unos a otros,
to love one another,
lo empiezo a hacer.
I start doing it.
Y muchas veces usted me ha visto con una sonrisa.
Sometimes you may see me with a smile, handshaking.
Ese no es Iván.
That's not me.
Es la transformación que Cristo hace.
That's the transformation God does.
Iván es así. Tímido.
Ivan is shy.
Pero cuando Cristo impacta mi corazón,
but when Christ impacts in my life,
me transformo.
I'm transformed.
Es lo que Cristo quiere hacer.
That's what Christ wants to do.
Llegué a la iglesia unos meses atrás.
I came to the church a couple months ago.
Dios me hablaba.
God talked to me, he was speaking to me.
Me ponía a orar.
I was praying.
Y venía alguien.
And someone came.
Y me interrumpía a veces.
And interrupted me sometimes.
Ruidos.
Noises.
Cerraban la puerta.
Shut the door, slammed the door shut.
Me movía para el otro cuarto.
I went to the other room.
Me encerraba.
I closed the door.
Y la presencia de Dios está ahí.
And God's presence
in mi corazón.
In my heart.
Orando a Dios,
praying to God,
buscando a Dios,
looking to,
regocijándome
looking
God, en Dios,
rejoicing in God.
Abren la puerta.
Someone opened the door.
Me interrumpe.
Interrupts me
Rubén,
again.
Yo quiero estar en la casa de Dios.
I want to be in the house of God.
Me muevo para el otro lugar.
I go to the other room. Footsteps. Aggressive footsteps.
Ruidos.
Noises.
Miro a él.
I look to God.
¿No sería bueno tener un lugarcito?
Wouldn't it be nice to have a little place
donde yo pueda,
where I can be alone with God?
Orar por todos.
Pray for everyone.
Por el mensaje.
For the message.
Y salir.
And go.
Soul winning.
Soul winning.
Muchas veces.
Many times.
En mi casa.
In my house.
Dios me dio.
God gave
una oficina
gave me a little
sólida.
Office. Solid.
Sólida. Solid. No la puedo mover yo solo. Necesito
I need
cuatro personas
four people to move
para moverla.
An office, a little piece of furniture. A big piece of furniture.
En mi recámara,
in my room,
tengo una pequeña oficina.
I have a little office.
Donde a veces,
where sometimes
estoy ahí.
I am there.
A veces estoy en la otra.
Maybe and sometimes I'm in the other office.
Pero cuando entro aquí,
but when I come here to church,
me siento,
I feel
como un pez en el agua.
Like a fish in water.
Dios,
God
está allá.
Is there.
Está acá.
He's over there.
Está aquí.
He's here.
He's everywhere.
God is everywhere.
God is everywhere.
Pero no todos.
But not everyone.
Tenemos el privilegio.
Have that privilege.
De experimentarlo.
To experiment.
De, muy de cerca.
Experiment God closely.
No es porque él no quiera.
That's not because not because he doesn't want us to.
It's
because we don't want to be close to God.
Un día vino
one day,
un predicador
a preacher came
a predicar
to preach
en esta iglesia.
At this church.
Y me lo encontré allá afuera.
And I found him.
Me dice, hey, predicador.
He says, hey, preacher.
Yo no miré tu oficina.
I didn't see your office.
Y le dije,
and I told him.
Con una sonrisa.
With a smile.
Here is my office. Here is my office. Y a veces estoy en el carro.
Sometimes I'm in the car.
Y entro a mi oficina.
And I go into my office.
Y atiendo a mi Dios.
And I talk to God.
Amén. Llego a mi casa.
I come to my house.
Y entro a mi oficina.
My office.
Amén. Y atiendo a mi Dios.
And I attend my God.
Dígame si eso no es maravilloso.
Tell me that isn't wonderful.
Yo nunca veo en la Biblia.
I don't see in the Bible.
Que Cristo tenía una oficina.
That Christ had an office.
Amén. Pero qué bueno.
But it is good.
Que tú tienes una oficina.
That you may have an office.
Porque a veces se ocupa.
Because it is necessary sometimes.
Donde tú
where you
puedes cerrar la puerta.
Can close the door.
Y laquear la puerta.
Lock the door.
Y poner un sign.
And put a sign.
No disturbio.
Do not disturb.
Para pasar a tiempo.
To spend some time
a solas.
Alone with
con
God.
Nuestro Dios. Es bueno.
It's good.
Y más cuando hay mucha gente alrededor.
And even better when there's other people around with you.
¿Cuánto dicen amén? Amen.
How many say amen?
Amen. Tenemos una oficina.
We may have an office or
here.
A place in our heart.
Pero se ocupa una oficina.
But if you need a place or an office,
un closet,
a closet,
en tu hogar,
in your house,
para pasar a tiempos con Dios,
to spend time alone with God.
Amen. Y a veces,
sometimes,
tenemos que esperar,
we have to wait,
que se mire,
we have to wait, que se mire, síguele, de nuevo.
O más bien, esperar.
We have to wait.
A que Dios haga su voluntad.
We have to wait for God to do His will. Be patient.
Ser pacientes.
To be patient.
Termino con esto.
I finish with this.
Nunca.
Never.
Hagas.
Never do.
Lo que tú piensas.
What you think.
O lo que otros piensan.
Or what others think. Or what other people
hagamos
think. Let's do.
La voluntad de Dios.
God's will.
Nunca sigas.
Never follow.
Lo que otro piensa.
What someone else thinks.
O lo que otro opina.
Or what someone else.
Sigamos.
Someone else's opinion.
Sigamos.
Let's follow. The word of God.
No todos.
not everyone
vamos a ser
are going
como tú quieres que seamos.
Not everyone is going to be how you want them to be.
Todos somos diferentes.
We are all different.
Todos.
Everyone.
Unos.
Some of us.
Fuertes.
Strong.
Otros.
Some other people are happy.
Otros.
Some others aren't.
No hagas lo que tú piensas.
Don't do what you think is right.
Haz lo que él piensa.
Do what God thinks is right.
Cristo.
Christ.
Nos enseñó con su palabra.
Taught us with his word.
A perdonarnos.
To forgive one another.
Pero también nos enseñó.
But he also taught us.
Con su vida.
With his life.
Cómo perdonar.
How to forgive.
Y él dijo, Padre.
And he told us, Father.
Perdónalos.
Forgive them.
No saben lo que hacen.
They don't know what they're doing.
Y a veces así.
And sometimes like that.
Así se está. O así estamos.
That's how we are sometimes.
Y actuamos.
And we act.
Porque andamos.
Because we are.
En nuestros propios pensamientos.
In our own thoughts.
Pero no los pensamientos de
Cristo. But not in God's thoughts.
Amen. Miran al pastor Jeremías.
If we look at Pastor Jeremiah,
él es su pastor.
He is a pastor.
Amén. Y ustedes van a pensar, el pastor Iván o el hermano Iván, el pastor Jeremías no es pastor de él.
Some of y'all may think that Pastor
Jeremiah. Pero ante Dios, yo lo reconozco a él.
Some people might say that or think that Pastor Jeremiah isn't my pastor or isn't.
Y no voy a moverme. De la palabra de Dios.
Some people may think that Pastor Jeremiah is not my pastor, but I believe he is, and I will not be moved unless by the word.
Yo nunca.
I never.
Me ha gustado.
I never liked.
Brincarme.
To jump.
Los principios de Dios.
To skip the words of God, the principles of God, the principles of the Bible.
Yo no tengo
I don't.
Problemas
I have a problem
para sujetarme a la palabra de Dios.
To be submissive unto the word.
Le doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God
por este hombre.
For this man.
No es perfecto.
He may not be perfect.
Le doy gracias por él.
I give God thanks
no
for Isaac. He may not be perfect.
Le doy gracias por él. No es perfecto.
Brother, he may not be perfect.
Amen. Yo veo cosas en ellos.
I see things in them.
Yo sé que ellos ven cosas en mí.
And I know they see things in me.
Amen. Pero me enfoco
But
en lo
I
que él piensa.
Focus on what Christ thinks.
En lo que él dice.
And what he says.
Amen. Y eso.
And that.
Me ha ayudado a mí.
Has helped me.
A mantenerme.
To maintain.
Entregado.
To maintain myself.
A la voluntad de él.
To maintain myself willing to God's will.
Amen. Si buscamos cosas
if we look for things
que no nos van a gustar,
that we don't like
vamos a encontrar muchas.
We're going to find a lot of them.
Amen. No se crea que usted es la gran perfecto.
Don't think that you are some perfect person.
Porque no lo es.
Because we are not perfect.
Y si estás buscando una iglesia perfecta,
and if you're looking for a perfect church,
pues cuando usted entró,
well, when you walk in it,
ya se,
it's not going to be perfect.
Amen. Todos.
Everyone.
Así somos.
That's how we are.
Espiritualmente.
Spiritually.
Gloria sea su nombre.
Glory be his name.
Que nos
that he lifts us up.
Para poder caminar.
To be able to walk.
Y es por eso.
That is why.
Que es por su gracia.
That is for by his grace.
Que podemos.
That we
caminar con Dios.
Can walk with him.
Amémonos.
Let's love each other.
Perdonémonos.
Forgive each other.
Trabajemos para Cristo.
Let's work for God.
predicando su palabra,
spreading the gospel, preaching his word,
pero mostrando con nuestras vidas,
but also showing it with our lives,
lo que predicamos,
what we preach or share.
Trabajemos en eso.
Let's work on that.
Pero se va a ocupar,
but it's going to need
entregarnos completamente.
It's going to need for us to be willing.
No seamos,
let's not be
creyentes,
believers
a la mitad.
Let's not be halfway believers.
Verdaderos,
let's be true
cristianos,
full Christians.
Iglesia,
church,
para poder hacer la voluntad de Dios,
to be able to do God's will,
se necesita un corazón sumiso a Dios.
You will need a submissive heart to God.
Primeramente a Dios.
Firstly.
Para vivir,
to live,
tal como Dios quiere,
to live just how God wants us to.
En la misión,
and
en la misión,
in the mission,
que el Señor,
in the mission that God gives us,
a cada uno,
that God gives each one of us.
¿Cuántos de aquí?
How many of us in here
van a alzar su mano,
are going to raise your hand,
y van a decirle a Dios,
and are going to tell God,
Cristo,
Christ,
me entrego a ti.
I surrender myself
completamente.
Completely.
Esta iglesia,
this church,
es tu iglesia,
is your church.
No es mi iglesia.
It's not my church.
Estos hermanos,
these brothers and sisters,
son tus hijos,
are your children.
Tu obra,
your works.
No puedo,
I cannot,
hablar de tu obra,
talk bad about your
estaría
works,
hablando mal de ti,
because I would be talking bad about you.
Son tus hijos.
They are your children.
Ayúdame,
help me,
a entregarme,
to surrender myself,
para mirar,
to look,
como tú ves,
to see how you see.
Y así,
and that's
amarnos.
And that's how we love each other.
Y ser uno.
And be one.
Como Dios Padre.
Like God the Father. How God the Father.
Su Hijo.
And His Son.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Y el Espíritu Santo.
And the Holy Spirit.
Y los tres.
And the three.
Están unidos.
Are unified.
Todo el tiempo.
All the time.
Trabajando.
Working together.
En armonía.
In harmony.
Para hacer la voluntad,
to do God's will,
y no la nuestra,
and not our own.
Todos orando.
Everyone praying.
Todos orando.
Everyone, close your eyes. Sorry.